Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the first hadith, advice. There is a very strong link between Ramadan and the recitation of the Quran. Almost all of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's divine books were sent down in this month. Similarly, in this month, the Quran was brought down from the Lawhul Mahfuz, preserved tablet, to the Sama'ud Dunya, earthly sky, from where it was revealed bit by bit to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam over a period of 23 years. There is great connection between the Qur'an and the month of Ramadan. For this reason, we should read as much of the Qur'an as possible during this month. This was the habit of our pious people of the past. Jibreel alayhi salam would recite the whole Qur'an to our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the month of Ramadan. In some reports, it is stated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would recite and Jibreel alayhi salam would listen. The ulama have said that it is mustahab to read the Qur'an in such a manner that while one recites, the other listens. Thereafter, another recites while the others listen. So recite the Qur'an as much as possible. Whatever time remains thereafter should not be wasted. As was explained the other day, that this month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's special mercy descends at every single moment. So we should take advantage. And we shouldn't waste any time in this month of Ramadan. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drew our attention to four things and advised that we should practice them as much as possible. They are the recitation of Kalima Tayyibah, Istighfar, begging of Jannah, and asking safety from Jahannam. So the dua that we learnt the other day. So as much as possible, whenever there's time available, or even if you're not doing something, but we may be going from, you're traveling in a car, while instead of putting something on, some nasheed or something like of that sort, instead of wasting time, use every opportunity in reciting this kalima tayyibah, istighfar, begging of Jannah and asking for safety from Jahannam. Very easy formula that is mentioned the other day. La ilaha illallah, astaghfirullah, as'aluka al-jannah, wa a'udhu bika min nar. If you don't know the Arabic, even in English, to say it, that Allah ask you for Jannah, Allah ask you for protection from Jahannam. Therefore, it must be regarded as an honor to spend as much time as possible reciting these. This will be the true appreciation for the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What is so difficult about keeping the tongue busy with the recitation of Durood Sharif or La ilaha illallah while being engaged in our daily works? So it's not like it's going to take up much more time, or we have to set a portion of our time in our day. But while we're busy with our works, we can recite this kalima as much as possible. In the same hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said a few more things. Ramadan is the month of patience. So if great difficulty is experienced in fasting, one should bear it with patience. So by complaining, it's not going to change any situation. The dunya is a place of challenge. Someday it may be hot. Someday some things may be not in our favor. But if you bear it with patience, then inshallah we'll get the full benefit and we'll get the full reward. But if by complaining, either way, the situation is not going to change. So either way, you still have to fast. But if you turn it to dua, if we have sabr, the month of sabr, then we'll get the full reward, inshallah. One should not complain as people do during hot days. If by chance sari is missed, then too one should not complain. Similarly, should any difficulty or trial be experienced, one should bear it with patience. Otherwise, these deeds may possibly be empty of barakah, blessings. When we avoid the worldly pleasures and give up our eating and drinking, then for the sake of Allah Ta'ala's pleasure, what are these difficulties? One masla with regard to fasting. If water goes down a person's throat or up his nostrils, while fasting, and he is aware that he is fasting. So mistakenly it goes down his throat or goes up his nostrils while he is fasting, and he is aware that he is fasting, then the fast will break. So there's two things. One is, although it's unintentional, but if it's done mistakenly, one is aware that he is fasting, then the fast will break. If a person is fasting and he forgets that he is fasting, the fast will not break. But if he is fasting and he is aware that he is fasting, but mistakenly it goes down, then qada will have to be made of that fast. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us correct understanding and tawfiq.